It's the Vinyl Countdown. Jonathan Charles.
And welcome to the show for vinyl lovers. We're celebrating summer, so we just have to start with this. If there's one hit which immediately makes me think of the sun shining and carefree days, it is the Isley Brothers' 1974 release, Summer Breeze. A very soulful song, and our theme today is summer. We're surrounded by 7 and 12-inch records, real vinyl. As ever, I'm joined by my son Max as we talk about real music. Max, what do you make of Summer Breeze?
I actually quite liked that song. I really liked that, like, sort of repeating bass line that you can hear throughout the track.
Beautiful musicianship on that.
Yeah, it's done quite well, and the singing's really great as well. I mean, it really makes me think of summer as I look out of a window on this beautiful summer's day.
Now, the Isley Brothers really are brothers, Max. You can tell by the way their voices are in harmony. It's quite effortless.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I don't know, if me and my hypothetical brother formed a band, would that go well?
I don't know. There is something, though, about family voices that they do blend together well. If you think about lots of family bands,
I know,
the Jacksons would be a good example.
Oh, I was about to say the Jackson 5.
Yeah, and the Isley Brothers are a bit like that. You know, their voices just blend in incredibly well.
Yeah, I suppose that makes a great track, and that's what I enjoyed about the. As I said, I like it, but I don't love it.
They came from Ohio, Max, and started off as a gospel group, influenced by the choirs that they'd heard in church.
Really?
Yeah. So they sang in church choirs, they'd heard church choirs, and I think that then blended in when they decided to move to pop music.
Time to make everyone very angry on Twitter. I don't like gospel music.
That will make a lot of people very angry. I quite like the harmonisation of gospel music.
I don't, though. It just feels a bit artificial sometimes.
Well, the Isleys have had so many hits, Max. In America alone, they've sold 18 million records, and they're one of the few groups to have had a hit in 5 different decades. Can you imagine that?
Wow. Which ones?
I think the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Whoa.
But I may stand corrected. If you know better, you tell me.
No, don't.
So our theme today is summer, Max. Can music bring to mind a particular season, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that song does make me think of summer. And as I look outside, I think, ooh, summer.
And there's often in classical music, you get music that actually brings to mind summer, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of pieces, like obviously Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Philip Glass's Violin Concerto No. 2, things like that.
Yeah, I think it's the same in pop music as well.
Yeah, I think that sort of stuff travels through all music, like harmony.
Well, we're about to find out over the next hour because our music is all linked to that. Now, the main mover in the Isley Brothers is Ronald Isley. In an interview, he talked about his musical influences, which helped him to develop the group sound.
Basically, my mother was a musical teacher. She taught a lot of people, you know, but she taught us, and the mother and father, they wanted this quartet to be like the Mills Brothers. So they taught us, and I think I started singing when I was 2 years old. Friends of mine were people like Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson, Marvin Gaye. These are the people that we're like really friends. I mean, I was a little youngster hanging around Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson and coming up. Marvin Gaye, we were like friends, like next door neighbor friends. We talked over the music, Teddy Pendergrass, Smokey Robinson. We all, you know, Eddie Kendricks. You name it. Some of my girlfriends were Aretha Franklin, Dionne Warwick, Mary Wells.
I just can't wait till the day when you knock on my door. sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Lazing on the sunny afternoon. In the summertime. In the summertime. In the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom's park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why.
Two more summer songs, bringing out the sunshine and the smiles. That was Sunny Afternoon by The Kinks, released on the 3rd of June 1966, and it got to number one in the UK charts. And just before that, we were Walking on Sunshine with Katrina and the Waves, a 1983 top 10 hit for the band. Max, I know you like The Kinks.
Yeah, I love The Kinks. I mean, we actually went to see them live in concert, sort of, or they were just there.
We did. We saw Ray Davies of The Kinks, actually, and he was playing in Hyde Park, wasn't he?
Yeah. Why just Ray?
And he was good.
Why just Ray Davies? Though?
Well, the brothers certainly have had a very difficult relationship over the years, Max. There were two brothers, and they didn't really get on towards the end of their musical life.
Is it like on the Beatles?
I think there is a thing about longevity. If you stay together for a long time in a band, then sometimes you just fall out because you're just spending all your time together.
ABBA as well, and if you and I formed a band.
You think in about 10 years' time, yes. We won't be talking to each other if we formed a band.
Yes, Jonathan.
Well, Ray Davies of the Kinks wrote that while he was sick in bed, Max. It was all done very, very quickly. It just came out of the top of his head.
Is it like Queen?
A bit like Queen. I think great storytellers, great songwriters, they just get a tune and they work at it, and it could just come out like that because subconsciously they've probably been working on the song for a long time.
I know. I've already created about 5 40-minute long symphonies.
Now, the Kinks were great storytellers through their songs.
Yeah, I mean,
you've heard quite a lot of them.
Yeah, I have. By the way, back to the symphony thing, I would like to point out that if we get 10,000 followers on Instagram, I will release one of them.
Okay, we can play it on here. Back to the Kinks, though, and their storytelling skills, Max. Do you like songs that tell stories?
Yeah, I love songs that tell stories. I feel like it just keeps you gripped, because otherwise there's just the tune, and that's good, but sometimes you need something else. I mean, I listen to... I don't really listen to much program music when it comes to classical music.
I think one of the interesting things about Sunny Afternoon, if you listen to it, you can tell it's being told through the voice of someone, and that someone seems to be some sort of aristocrat in a stately home who's going through tough times, and he's singing about it.
Yep, but then before, people goes and buys a cherry cola.
L-O-L-A, Lola.
Yep, Amita.
And that's the thing about the Kinks, you know, they often tried to tell what they thought was real life, especially from their bit of North London where they lived.
Yep, well, North West London's very normal life though, is it?
Well, in Muswell Hill at the time, that seemed very normal to them. They just looked around and it gave them ideas for stories.
Oh, Muswell Hill, I thought you meant like Hampstead or something.
No, they lived in Muswell Hill. Now, the other song that we played was Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. As we're focusing on summer, it's highly appropriate, a summer feel-good song.
Yes. I don't really know much about Katrina and the Waves. The only thing I really know is that she was on Eurovision that one time.
And she won.
Yeah.
It was Britain's last victory. I think it was something like 20-odd years ago.
No, I think it was like 1846 or something.
That's probably about the last time Britain won.
Well, it's the last time Britain won anything.
What does it make you feel like, Walking on Sunshine?
I don't know. It just makes me feel like I'm jumping out of bed and listening to that. It's like a morning anthem.
On a summer morning?
Yeah, not on a winter morning. I normally feel so depressed I just get back into bed again.
I'll tell you, Max, what I quite like about that song. I can imagine driving along in an open-top car with all the wind blowing in your hair, and that song is blaring out the speakers on a summer day.
Fun fact, did you know that Jonathan's dream car is a Ford Mustang GT?
Here's another fun fact. I'll probably never be able to afford one.
Also true.
Max, you're going to be back later with one of our featured artists. First, though, it's the part of the show where we get you up on your feet and dancing, continuing our summer theme. And all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Disco music. Now. Out front, little boys messing around.
car they spent all day waxing. Lean it to the side, but you can't speed through. 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Song for summertime clubbing, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with Summertime. The Fresh Prince, of course, was Will Smith, a 1991 top 10 on both sides of the Atlantic. What you get in the summer? Hopefully a heatwave.
Thank you.
That is fast heading towards 60 years old and as vibrant as ever. Heatwave was released as a single in July 1963 on the Motown subsidiary Gaudy label, Martha and the Vandellas. This is Jonathan Charles. We've got hits from ABBA, the Style Council, and many more still to come, all on vinyl.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match head. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Number one in the summer of 1966, complete with car horns and jackhammers to represent summer in the city, they were the Loving Spoonful. And we stay in the city on hot summer nights with ABBA.
Sunlight, we like sleeping.
ABBA never really liked that song and often thought it should never have been released. It didn't stop it, though, from being a big hit in 1978. Max is going to be back shortly with more about one of our featured artists. The triple play is on the way, all about summer, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
1964!
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk,
from the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. Can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Blanket with my baby's around me.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
1978.
Was the Vinyl Countdown triple play, all on the theme of summer. First it was The Drifters and Under the Boardwalk, a song about a man and a woman meeting in a seaside town. And there have been so many cover versions of that. Then it was Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta from the movie Grease. That spent 7 weeks at number one in the UK charts. Finally it was The Go-Go's, and They Are Going on Vacation. Max is back. He's been finding out some more about The Go-Go's.
I would like to point out that Grease is my least favourite movie of all time.
Now you can talk about The Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's were an American rock band from LA in California, and they got together in 1978. They included Belinda Carlisle on lead vocals, and she went on to have a very successful solo career. In 1982, they became the first all-female band to top the American album chart with their debut 12-inch LP, Beauty and the Beat. They had a lot of singles, including Our Lips Are Sealed and We Got the Beat. The hit that we just played, Vacation, reached number 8 in the US charts in August 1982.
I love that song title, Beauty and the Beat. What a great album title.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really funny one, isn't it? Because
it's
based
very
off
punning.
Yes, I doubt it's about an old French fairy tale.
Now, a lot of energy in that song from The Go-Go's, mate.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really powerful song. It makes me want to go on holiday.
I love the drumming on it.
Yeah, I really adore the drumming as well. It's just really powerful as well. And her singing as well, the lead singer, is just really fantastic.
Runs all the way through the sound. You know, they were very good musicians, actually, because it's not just the drumming. The guitar playing as well is also
really
strong.
Yeah, the guitar playing is good, but it's not my sort of guitar.
I know, you're not very keen on sort of punk style guitar.
I know, to be honest, my favourite guitar is like in Rodrigo's Arantxa Concerto, but that doesn't matter.
I don't think we'll be playing it on this show.
I don't know, if enough of you ask for it, we will.
Now, the Go-Go's broke up several times, Max, but they still occasionally go on tour together.
Yeah, I mean, it's great with people that groups like this still go on tour.
And I think there's a great demand for nostalgia acts as well. You see it all the time. Whenever nostalgia acts play from the 70s and from the 80s, they get really big audiences.
Yeah, because, for example, I was just listening to some music the other day and I was like, oh, I wish I could see them live.
Well, I think it shows the quality of the songwriting, doesn't it? The songs endure and therefore you want to see them played.
Yeah, I mean, these songs are absolutely timeless. For example, Beatles.
You know, you'll be able to see ABBA live soon. They're going on tour, but they're using copies of themselves.
Wait, what?
They're using avatars.
That's weird.
Yeah. So you'll be able to see them on stage as they were in the 1970s, looking young, but in electronic form.
That sounds dreadful.
We'll see, but they've re-recorded all the sound of their songs for it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass. Thank you very much.
I was thinking of going, actually. That might be fun.
How about you go?
Now, we've got one more summer song to come.
But before that, how about you follow us on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10. Don't ask about the N, it's disappeared.
And we play out with the peerless Paul Weller. It's the Style Council, their 1983 hit, Long Hot Summer. See you next time with another box full of great vinyl.
Bye.
Do
Final Countdown!